Now, A-League starts, and let's talk to the voice of Australian football. Simon Hill joins us on the Rush Hour. Channel 10 are all over it this summer, free to air, and he's going to lead the charge. Good afternoon, Simon. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure, guys. How are you?
Well, let's just start with the Socceroos. Let's go there first. We lack composure and elite finishing, more so against Saudi Arabia. Been away for 2 years. What was your take on that performance?
Yeah, I think that pretty much sums it up, to be honest. The game against Saudi was a difficult one because of a lot of the travel plans for the players were tough. The last 20 minutes, I think that sort of showed in their legs. I'm more disappointed, really, with the way they played against China, because China are not as good a side as Saudi Arabia. And really, they should have beaten China. And that puts them under pressure now. You know, they've got they've got to play Japan again at home, and they've got to travel to Saudi Arabia yet. So it's going to be difficult. We're in that playoff spot again at the moment, and we want to avoid that if at all possible.
Simon, but what's changed? Because only last month, Australia, when they beat Oman 3-1 in Doha, third win in a row, strong position, 6 points clear, and now we put ourselves at risk. What's changed within the group?
I don't know. It's difficult to put your finger on it. Obviously, there's still a couple of key personnel missing. There was no Aaron Moy. There was no Tommy Rogic. But still, the personnel that Graham Arnold had available were good enough to get the job done. They're just not creating the chances that they did before. You know, whether the fact that they've changed things around a little bit, Aidan Krstić is playing a little bit further up. Maybe they need to go back to basics and go back to what they were doing, in that early phase of the final round of qualifying, because at the moment it's just not working.
So four games to go. We play Vietnam, Oman, and then in March, the two big ones, isn't it? Japan and then Saudi Arabia. Yep. So it's going to come down to those two, probably.
Yeah, it is. But what you can't afford, obviously, is slip-ups against Vietnam and Oman. I mean, they are now absolutely must-win games. Just to keep up with the other two, because you can guarantee that they'll keep winning. So, look, it's exciting, obviously, but the last thing Australia wants is to go through the vagaries of the playoffs again, because I don't know if people know this, but the draw has not been made yet for who that intercontinental playoff would be against. So it's entirely possible we could end up with a South American team, a Uruguay, a Colombia, or somebody like that. And obviously that makes things very, very difficult to get to a World Cup. But anyway, look, let's hope it doesn't get to that. There's still a long way to go. They still can finish in the top two. But they've just made their job that little bit more difficult, unfortunately.
And Simon, the A-League, free-to-air on 10, as Jars mentioned earlier. That's great for fans, isn't it?
Well, it sure is. We've got the sort of exposure now that the game has craved for years, not just by the live games on free-to-air, but also, what Network 10 and Paramount Plus are doing in terms of integration of football into their mainstream programming through, the Project and MasterChef. And have you been paying attention? Footballers and people involved in football have been put into those shows, which is great for our game. It's a good shot window to try and get people back watching again, because, we have dropped away the last few years. There's no secret to that. There's been a lot of reasons for that. But we've got a big opportunity, 5-year deal, and we've got to make the most of it. We've got to start capitalising on the potential this game has. We can't keep failing.
And the teams to beat this year, Melbourne City obviously win the premiership last year. Sydney FC be around the mark. Yeah. And what about our Adelaide United?
Adelaide United. Come
improving
on.
Again.
Come on, the Reds.
look, the Reds will be competitive already. They're in the last eight of the FFA Cup, which they seem to do every single year. They've almost made that competition their own. In A-League terms, look, I don't know whether Adelaide have got the strongest list out of all the clubs, but I certainly think they're good enough to be challenging for the top six, which gives you a chance come finals time. They've repatriated Isaias. George Blackwood's back. They've lost a bit defensively. Jordan Elsie's gone. Yeah. Ryan Strain's gone. Michael Maroney's retired. But I think they'll be okay. They're well led by Carl Beard. He understands the culture down in South Australia. And, of course, as ever, they'll have their noisy fans at Hindmarsh, which always helps.
We love it. We love it. Simon, did you ever play, you played the game? And if you did, what positions did you play? And did you ever play Aussie rules football?
Aussie rules? I grew up in Manchester.
What a dickhead question. Yeah.
I didn't even know what that was until I came here.
Do you understand the rules of AFL footy?
Good research.
I reckon he'd be a good centre back.
Centre back? What, in AFL? There is none.
Well, I've got a bit of height. I'm 6'2", but no, I've never played on the rule.
He's grew up in Manchester. Maybe ask him about cricket jars,
maybe. Yeah. We've got expats over there playing Aussie rules. I just thought he'd be a good full-back, centre-half-back.
He just said a centre-back, which is no such position in AFL.
Do you have an AFL team, Simon?
I played as a left winger when I was very much before I had grey hair and got fat. And I had a bit of pace. I played left winger in our kind of football. I did play cricket when I was you know cricket, obviously. I played cricket. I was actually quite a good cricketer. I actually trained at Lancashire for a couple of years. On the books at Lancashire, but I was a leg spinner. I was a bit of a warning
Greg Blewett in the studio, Simon. Yeah. You played 54 tests for Australia.
46.
I wasn't as good as you, Blewett.
He couldn't face spin.
You couldn't have picked a harder art than leg spin. So, that was tough.
Anyway. No, it's good to get to know you.
I think it's a bit of a tweak back in the day. You know, I can make it turn.
Some good revs. Nice.
Some revs. Yeah. Oh, now we're a cricket show, aren't we? Mate, can't wait to get you and Andy Harper back together on the call on Friday night. Starts tomorrow night, round one of the A-League. Thanks for your time, mate, and we'll speak again.
Cheers, guys. Have a great week.
There he is, former Adelaide Crows centre-half back Simon Hill.
Former test leg spinner for England, mate. Simon
Channel
Hill.
Channel 10 free to air. Make sure we tune in and watch.